From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. FBI agents are questioning a Massachusetts man arrested in an undercover operation and accused of planning to attack the Pentagon and U.S. Capitol with small remote-controlled planes loaded with explosives. The man is a 26-year-old physics student from Northwestern University. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports the FBI says he began planning to commit violent jihad against the U.S. early last year.
The FBI says Rezwan Firdaus allegedly supplied mobile phones to undercover agents that he said had been modified to trigger an improvised explosive device. Agents had told Firdaus that his triggers had been used to kill Americans stationed overseas. Then, this year, Firdaus allegedly told the agents that he had a bigger plot in mind. He wanted to arm remote-controlled aircraft and attack the Pentagon and the U.S. Capitol. The FBI says agents sold him what he thought was 25 pounds of C4 for his plot. Firdaus could face up to 65 years in prison on terrorism charges. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
The Obama administration has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to rule on the constitutionality of the new health care overhaul law, the Justice Department calling on the High Court to hear the administration's appeal of a federal appeals court decision striking down the centerpiece of that law. The Justice Department says it's confident the Supreme Court will uphold the legislation. A federal judge in Alabama has upheld some of the most stringent provisions of that state's tough new immigration law, which take effect today. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the case is considered a test for how far states can go in enforcing federal immigration law.
The ruling leaves Alabama's tough new law intact, save for a few provisions. Republican Governor Robert Bentley says it's a victory for Alabama.
With those parts that were upheld, we have the strongest immigration law in this country.
That means it's now a crime to be illegally present in the state of Alabama. The U.S. Justice Department, civil rights groups, and some Alabama churches had argued the law is unconstitutional. Mary Bauer with the Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery says they will appeal.
The real live human toll of this ruling will be disastrous.
The U.S. Justice Department says it's still reviewing the decision. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Athletic shoemaker Reebok has agreed to pay $25 million in refunds to customers to settle charges by the Federal Trade Commission that the company falsely advertised its so-called toning shoes. Reebok claimed wearing its easy-tone shoes could strengthen leg and thigh muscles. David Vladek is director of the FTC's Consumer Protection Bureau.
Reebok's claims didn't withstand scrutiny. Their consumers expected to get a workout, not to get worked over.
A company spokesman says settling the claim does not mean Reebok agrees with the Federal Trade Commission's allegations. This is NPR News from Washington. Germany's parliament has voted overwhelmingly to approve the strengthening of a bailout fund to help European nations that are dealing with debt problems. Germany is the largest economy of the 17 countries that use the euro currency and so has to contribute more to the bailout fund. A powerful typhoon is now pounding South China after sweeping past Hong Kong today. NPR's Frank Langfitt says the storm forced the shutdown of Hong Kong's busy stock exchange.
The typhoon also shut Hong Kong government offices and schools, halted ferries, and delayed more than 180 flights. Typhoon Nisat is southwest of Hong Kong and headed towards China's Hainan Island. More than 4,000 ferries have returned to port on Hainan, according to Xinhua, China's state-run news service. All flights and trains have been canceled as well. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
The typhoon killed at least 35 people in the Philippines. China is poised to take the first step toward building its own space station today. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Beijing. The country's first Space Lab module is set for launch this morning.
China's Space Lab module has been christened Tiangong, or the Heavenly Palace. If all goes according to plan, the 8.5-ton module will enter low Earth orbit. In November, it's scheduled to attempt a docking with a Chinese Shenzhou spacecraft, a tricky move where the two vessels must come together slowly to avoid destroying each other. The module is due to stay in space for 2 years. Eventually, China plans to send up several modules to make a 60-ton space station by 2020, around the time when the International Space Station ends its life cycle. That means China would probably have the only space station in the world, according to China-based experts.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR.